We'll start it off. What you all set on, Rich?
I'm all set on two things.
Talk to me.
We already spoke about one. I'm all set on Dredd. She's an evil Trish. And I'm all set on the U.S. Congress. There needs to be an age limit on serving on public servitude. Y'all niggas is too old, bro. Fact. Watch Joe Biden's State of the Union. I didn't watch it. I saw clips. So clips of Joe Biden's State of the Union. He's too fucking old. Everybody in that room is too fucking old. Yeah. It's like being at a senior citizens convention, bro. I'm looking around. They panning around the room. All these old white people, old black people. They're not even your mother's age. They're your grandmother's age, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel
these
me?
Niggas is mad old.
They're mad old.
Extremely old.
Like they look like they need what's that shit medic with the medic bracelet shit they be having. If you fall,
I had that shit when I was in the hospital, man. I know exactly what you
like.
About.
Yo, if you might fall, they caught. They know they got all your vitals right there. Like if you slip and fall, they got you. Type shit. Like everybody in the room need one of them joints, B.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah.
Like we have to put an age limit.
We have to.
There has to be a law. Just like you have to be a certain age to become these people, you have to have a certain age where you have to bow out, B.
Nah, I feel you.
The cognition of your brain doesn't click the same after a certain age. It's scientific.
Yep.
Yo, we back at it. Another joint. Episode 151.
151.
Yeah, I mean, your good brother Rich is here. I'm in the building. I got the Brody with me.
I'm here fresh out of Rice Street, fresh out of the high spot, a long week, man. Talk to you.
What? His intro is nasty.
It's a nasty intro.
What?
You know, I like to be transparent with the people, man. So, you ain't heard from us in a couple weeks, so it's been a long 2 weeks for your boy, man. But I'm back here. I'm in the flesh. They try to take me down. I'm going to go see the Juju lady, get whatever bad energy I got over me. I feel like it's like a dark gray cloud right now.
Send free your spiritual baths.
Please. Please, I need the stones. I need all that. I just sage the crib, spray some Palo Santo, but we won't go to the lady. You know what I mean? I did highlight it while I was waiting on you. I just called her, left a message. So that means let you know I'm fucking serious. It's been a long week for your boy, bro. Rice Street is the worst street in America. I want to start by saying that.
I don't mean to laugh at your pain, but the streets are saying you bust your cherry.
That was my second time on Rice Street. Luckily for me, and I don't want no more times. Luckily for me, I ran into a Morehouse nigga there. He's a CO. You know, Morehouse niggas love being COs.
That's what we do. Morehouse niggas is going to be a part of upholding the law.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why
they're going to be a lawyer or they're going to be like on the ground and CO shit.
Yeah.
Or they might be a cop.
No, they might. Oh, yeah. Listen, man. Morehouse, AUC niggas, period, is going to be in a part of upholding the law in Fulton County and Georgia in general. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be a nigga behind the judicial gavel, you heard, is gonna be a nigga on the prosecutor side,
yes.
On the defender side,
both, either side,
bro.
They're on both sides.
They're gonna be in the back
nigga doing the minutes.
Yeah, it's gonna be a nigga doing the minutes. It's gonna be a nigga in the back pushing the paperwork around.
For sure,
you know what I'm saying?
For
they all infiltrated all throughout the whole shit.
Nah, they definitely do. But yeah, shout out to him. He helped me down. My nigga Gaffney. You know what I'm saying? Lieutenant Gaffney, let me chill on the outside. He didn't have me.
And that's another thing. Niggas got little titles. Niggas is lieutenants and all that type of extra
Gaffney
crazy shit.
And all that. I'm like, okay. Shout to you, man.
That's why I've always put good school affiliations on the back of my whips.
You
already know what time it is with me.
It's only right. But yeah, Rice Street is disgusting. Like, they got to do something about that over there. It's like wild, inhumane.
Nah, I mean, you know, it's regular. They do that shit on purpose, you know what I'm saying? Inspire you to not come back.
I mean, yeah, but it's not regular about it. When I say, man, I just feel like it's just filthy, dirty as fuck.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's not supposed to feel good, but I've been to other jails and it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it's Rice Street, though. It's the grimiest jail in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, not the world.
Nah,
in America,
listen,
though.
When I was, the 4 days I was there, you know, you start talking to niggas, and, like, one nigga I was talking to, who was like, I've been at, like, every jail across America, and he was like, yo, Rice Street is just, like, the filthiest, nastiest shit he ever been to.
Yeah,
he's some super thug gangbanger nigga from Cali, you know what I mean? So,
yo, when you get to talking to the jail niggas and the amount of jail they been to, like,
it's
yo, fam,
crazy.
What's up with you in your jail going?
Yo, you be, and then you start looking at yourself like, what the fuck am I doing here next to these type of niggas? Like, you know what I mean? Like, we all make mistakes. Obviously, I did shit wasn't right, tag wasn't right, whatever. But like you said, when you start talking to some of them niggas is like super jail niggas, like mad years, in and out. Yeah. Half the niggas in intake was in there for attempt murders and all kind of goofy shit. A little it's bit the young of, niggas.
A little bit of jail always tightens you up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, a little bit of jail, a little bit make of sure jail. Little bit of,
it's sad I had to go to jail to make sure all my paperwork's together.
A little bit of, you know what I mean, interaction with niggas at the bottom rungs of society. Little shoulder rubbing with niggas at the bottom rungs would tighten you up ASAP. Like, all right, let me
focus up.
End up with like one of these niggas, B.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean? Absolutely. But they say without a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of, I'm going to be one of them niggas.
I need one of them shits in Rice Street, you know what I mean? And they serving niggas cold grits and bologna sandwiches.
Yeah, get in tune with your bologna vibes, man. You got to double up on the bologna. They give you two sandwiches, don't even bother with the extra bread. Just double up on the bologna.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
Yeah, it's nasty. I ain't shit for 4 days, but yeah. Couldn't do it, my boy.
Yo, I don't even want to get into that. Yo, that's hilarious.
You know what I mean? 500-pound celly nigga, roaches on the floor and shit. That nigga slept on the floor. I'm like, all right. He was like, I don't know if I can fit on the bed. I'm like, okay. All right, well, knock yourself out, homie. I'm not sleeping on nobody's fucking floor.
Yo, man.
Shit crazy.
Shout out to the jail niggas, man.
Speaking of prison and prison reform, your man Meek back at it again. Back on Twitter. I'm going to just quote what he said, and then we could go from there. Meek just tweeted out earlier, "What bank can I do music business with? The overhead on making music is low. Work on a project can cost up to $5 million for me, and one hit song can make $25 million like Going Bad did. Regular hits, $10 million at the low. We don't get data from labels. How much money each song made quarterly? How can you actually negotiate a deal if you don't know how much streaming in dollars monthly? Most of the times, artists get confused in business and lose their creative spark." So, when I saw that...
That was actually slightly coherent for once. I mean, usually Meek tweets don't even be...
It was a coherent tweet, but when I saw that, like, I had to draw a pause because it's like, all right, I know bro be around all these billionaire, millionaire niggas, like, and I would think by now he would know the ins and outs, you know what I'm saying, or how to maximize his profits on singles or whatever the case may be. So it kind of made me look at it like, Are these rich white people really fucking with bro? Or are they just like using it as a front for the prison reform shit? Or, you know what I mean? Because you would think you would be able to get the connections and be able to segue whatever people you've met in powerful places that can help change laws. You should be able to have them connect you with people in them banks that can help you get the proper funding or whatever the case that you might need to be successful with your singles moving forward. And obviously you asking us, like, we can't help you.
Yeah, I think I've gotten to the point now where I personally am starting to think that he's not doing this. He's not really asking. He's posing it as a question, but he's just doing it to spark public discourse about a bigger issue like labels. I guess he's feeling like labels got the monopoly on funding artists and shit like that or something. I don't really know what exact discourse he's trying to push, because, I mean, I'm not at that level of, you know what I mean, music, business in the music. But I feel like he's trying to start a discussion somehow, about music, the music business. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like, bro. Like, why are you asking Twitter? Like,
yeah, that doesn't
make no sense. You reaching out to Twitter for lenders? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
And he's fresh off, he had a little spat, public spat with academics last week.
I mean, yeah, he's trying to use money to blind us from his homo spill.
I don't know. Maybe it was from the homo rumors and the fact that the heathenism only did 6,000. Sold 6,000 albums.
I mean, look, man, bad time. I think a lot of people didn't even touch his shit out of, like, just off sus rumors.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't touch his shit. Me, the time was real bad for Meek, son. And I ain't gonna lie, I definitely felt
when
the way.
When you heard the gay rumors, how'd that make you feel, look at him as an artist? You
don't whatever, B. Them niggas is gay. Like, whatever, B. Niggas is gay.
Copy.
With the shit that threw me off was when the nigga Andrew Schultz goes stand-up comedy, big arena in Philly, slams with mad gay jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga laughs it off. What? In person, I might have sworn him, but what, bro? You had gun talk for black niggas.
Mm.
For the black niggas that had something to say, you had gun talk. And all they did was repeat what was on the lawsuit. They wasn't even clowning you.
Mm-hmm.
Fams is clowning you. Say you trying to release niggas out of prison to suck dick. Violated you. He violated the nigga.
That was crazy.
And he laughed it off for the white boy. That shit is crazy to me.
Yeah, violence for act.
I don't respect no black men that don't got static for every race, bro. If you don't be staticky with the black men and soft for white niggas, bro. I don't agree. Jack that, bro.
I don't jack that either.
You have equal aggression and static for every race, bro.
That's it. Real shit. Like, if you gonna be on Ag Bumper, be on that white comedian Bumper for playing with your name like that.
Like, be on everybody. Like, that's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? AK ain't do nothing but say what was on the lawsuit. Yeah. Then after you responded in the way you responded, then he started ODing on you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And at that point, it's all fair game. Y'all niggas just going back and forth. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Meek is having a terrible week. But in fairness, I will say I listened to Heathenism. Name title, the title of the EP is awful title, too. Like, in the back of all the freaky, horny shit, you coming to name your shit Heathenism. Where are we going with this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you doubling down on your sick pervert shit, or what are you telling me?
I don't know.
Is you releasing a hidden message, bro? The fuck? But I will say, the music was fire.
The music okay.
I like the joints. I mean, it was 5 joints. 3 of them was fire.
That's 30. That's
60%. That's 30. You know what I'm saying? 30. The other one was halfway fired up. One was trash to me. You know what I'm saying?
So we had 3.5 out of 5.
3.5 out of 5 was 30 in my book, bro.
That's silent, Meek. So you like
he's musically music, still fire.
Musically, you still fire. You know what I mean?
Like, my man say trenches too much.
Shit. Yeah.
They say trenches too much.
He should just stick to the music, man. Just keep dropping, B. All the extra shit right now, like let somebody take over the Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I don't even want him to tweet no more. Like,
no more,
why does
bro.
He tweet, bro?
No more, bro.
Cause he just be like talk, like he be rambling in his tweets. This shit be weird. Like, yo, who is you? Shit, weird, bro.
Yeah, we don't need you to tweet no more, my guy.
It's something in the air, man. Whatever's in the air that got the tall niggas acting up, Meek and Free. Shit going left. You know what I'm saying? Up in that part of the atmosphere.
I know you got some stones on over here, too, my nigga. Pass something off.
Oh, nah. My fuck? Shit, I can't even do it, bro. Like, wow, I can't even. I don't got no extras. Huh?
You see what type of food and I had?
Yo, listen, boy. I sent one up for you. You know what I mean? My candle went brazen when you walked in my crib. I didn't want, you know what I mean? I'm like, yo, this shit going crazy. He definitely got something on him. He need to go to the lady immediately. But she going to get you right, though. She got all of that for you. Matter of fact, I'm gonna send you to the, I know the Botanica right there on Campbellton. Get you right. They got all the stones in there.
Yeah, I need
all
that.
All the like, candles.
Immediately. Stones, candles.
All that.
All of that.
You know what I mean? You really probably shouldn't even let whatever Trish put that shit on you know that shit is working. She probably gonna be watching this shit like, yo, I got him, finally.
Fucking bitch. I can't believe she put a spell on me, dude. Like, she did me like that.
You never know who they know, son. Another, yo, let's move. Your man LeBron, like, his wife Savannah might put some shit on him soon. He keep playing around.
You on punishment.
With Jeannie Buss and all that.
Jeannie and company and the vice president lady.
International Women's Day and all that.
I mean, listen, LeBron 6'8", 250, muscles. What are we talking about? It's LeBron. Bitches want to touch up on him. Yeah, you know I mean? Can you blame him? You know what I'm saying? Old white lady. She probably had nothing.
What are you
like
gonna do? Be like, yo, get the fuck off me, Jeannie.
Yeah, what do y'all want him to do? And they probably had nothing like LeBron and, you know what I mean? Like, they like, damn, like, this shit's dirty.
The GOAT can't turn the charm off. Like, what you want him to do? Just naturally Rizzy, bro. Fuck
it's
you,
naturally want. Rizzy. Rizz God, bitch. You gotta respect it. It's LeBron, man. I'm sure Savannah's like, you know what? It is what it is.
She looked tight, bro.
She did look tight. She's looked tight. It's embarrassing. But, I mean, what can she do and what can
she probably,
do?
She probably like, yo, she probably mad he even came to the, like, yo, bro, why you ain't stay home, bro? Like, I don't even want to be around you, being like.
And honestly, probably what made her more mad is the fact that it went viral. You know,
because
I mean?
The internet is disgusting.
Yeah, so the internet that added this hot sauce on it.
Nobody would have cared if the internet wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, it would have been, nobody would have said nothing. But like you said, the internet made it hot. It went viral. Everybody that added their think pieces. Black women have triumphed in, like, oh, they wilding. She see that shit. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Facts. You know what's so
and
crazy,
look,
bro?
Jeannie Buss look all right. I'm like, damn, I'll bust her
she
shit.
She is. Nah, listen, she is a fire old white bitch.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? She had to have work done. There's no way she's naturally
yeah,
just that
like,
fire.
Yo,
like, it's impossible.
Like, right?
No
I'll
way. She didn't have to.
Shit.
It's LA, B. She didn't have facelifts and some more shit, B. It's
yeah,
no
it
way. No way.
I've been Jeannie Buss old ass right over. Stop playing with me, Jeannie. Yeah.
She's super up.
I'm super up. Like, what are we talking about? You know what I mean? So, I mean, It's unfortunate for the James household, but I know they'll get through it. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. I mean, that should be all right. You know, embarrassment is always the number one pet peeve of all shorties in a committed relationship. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Nah, that's a fact. Speaking of which, and NBA niggas and wailing, cousin Jalen Green has a baby on the way by Drea Michelle.
And is that her real last name? Or is that like a stage name?
I don't know. With Drea. Drea, the 40-year-old who has a son the same age as Jalen Green, has a baby on the way with Jalen Green, who's 21, 22. How do you feel about that? First of all, I just want to say, where are the old heads at? Like, where's his pops? Where's his big homies? Like,
he has no family, apparently.
Is that what it is?
Apparently, he's been stripped for. He was taken away from his loved ones at an early age or something. He probably one of them niggas that got adopted by a white family in high school because his family was overwhelming and they like moved him into the suburb family, mm-hmm. and like had him like brought into the, you know what I'm saying, something, because he clearly has a lack of old heads, like you say. There's no mentorship going on. There's no unk. There's no big homie. Like, for you to go seed in that is ridiculous.
First of all, I still ain't forget when you was dry humping your teammate senior year, which was ridiculous.
I didn't want to go there, but now that we're here,
I went there. Like, that was crazy.
I truly believe deep down inside, the man is whole mills. This is a bid situation. This is a contract situation. Media control. Image spinning. You see they got rid of the nigga immediately. They got rid of the teammate immediately. Because he was on the... Because it was a video of them together in high school when they was Holt Mills. But mm-hmm. they was on the same NBA team at the time.
Yes.
And they shit homie out of there immediately.
Immediately when that shit hit, like, all right, nah, we not doing
Yeah, they got him out of there immediately. Conservative, they in Texas. Chill out.
Yes, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then homie immediately put you with the Instagram Vixen Trish of all time and a baby in a month. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I get niggas want to go raw, but like, Drea? Come on, bro.
I mean, look, bro, you can go raw all you want. Babies aren't accidental. When they happen, you dumped in there.
Yeah, like, you stayed in that joint. Like.
It's not like niggas be trying to gas it, like, oh, some shit might have dribbled. No, bro, let's keep it real. You dumped in that shit, B. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, 95% of the time, you live action dumped in it every drop, bro. Keep it soul.
Yeah.
And he's out here dumping the Drea shit. Granted, her shit looks amazing. You know what I mean? You probably think, yo. Good. As a young nigga, you probably weren't dumping it too.
Yeah.
He's fumbling though. He's blowing it. She's securing the bag, and she's a predatorial scumbag.
She is. Let's call her for what it is. She's a predatorial scumbag.
She's an evil predatorial scumbag whore. You know what I'm saying? Like, what she did, she just was like, yo, I'm going to put an extendo on my life in the limelight. I'm going to double back with this young nigga whose life is... fucking on the other end of the spectrum of mine, mm-hmm. but he a star though, mm-hmm. so I can get the clout, get the lifestyle, as get his baby moms.
Let's make sure.
Yeah. I'm going to try to extend my 15 minutes of fame with the young nigga. Mm-hmm. I mean, I see the blueprint. I see the game. It's gross.
It's definitely gross.
You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it tall. She failed that actressing. She failed that business. Mint Swim was a dub.
Oh, it was over Mint Swim?
When was the last time you seen her promote that shit? You know what I'm saying? Oh, she wanted to be, she was on Fenty with Rihanna. Rihanna dubbed her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit got dark, man. See, might as well be a gay nigga's wife. Or not even wife. Be a gay rich nigga.
Yeah,
that you
got a million. Yeah, just get the child support. That's that.
I mean, you don't even need child support. He's like, he holding it down. He got a brick. They together, it's all good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. True.
Shout out to International Women's Day.
Shout out to the woman. Isn't it Women's Month?
I don't. Oh, well, it's the whole month, though.
Yeah,
Liddy. Shout out to National Women's Month.
They got a longer month than we did.
Yeah, they got a longer month than Black Month. Shout out to the Black joint to get the double up. Now, that's hard, though, as a shorty. You're like, yo, I got the double up with Black Month, and then I go shorty month.
Yeah, I go Women Month.
Liddy.
Oh, man. We're going to pray for you, Jalen Green.
Nah, he's cooked. Nah, he don't even need no prayer. It's over.
It's over?
He got an 18-year bill. I mean, he's probably going to love his seed, so he's going to have a forever bill, but he got an 18-year bill to a whole trish. Mm-hmm. Who's probably going to be...
Who's going to be fucking out? She's going to be fucking out.
She's going to be taking a foreign entity's cock within three or four years.
100%.
Once she shoots the kid out, gets tired of the little nigga, woo-woo, she's going to be taking a different cock soon enough, bro. It's disgusting.
It's absolute truth.
Full-blown succubus Jezebel spirit vibes, B.
It's disgusting, but it's the truth. What can you do?
What can you do?
Bitches is terrible. Your cousin Jake Paul got a fight with Mike Tyson coming up.
How you feel about How that? Did that come about? Where did
I don't
that?
Even know, bro.
They got. Did you see the rules? It's not a regular fight. It's like he could tag in his out. Brother.
Oh my god! Wait, time out.
He could wear. He get to wear headgear.
Yo, Jake Paul just is making a mockery of the sport. But you know what? I can't even blame Jake because the heavyweight title division is shaky. Like.
Plus, boxing made a mockery of itself.
Yeah, y'all not giving us the fights we really want.
Yeah.
And then, so now Jake Paul said, I'm here. Like, I'm pull up on all the random old celebrities and we're going to make a bag till y'all figure it out.
Mike Tyson is pushing 60 and they still having special rules for this nigga.
Yo, I seen a nigga training and he looked like he's still not going to get head off.
I mean, he's punching way too hard.
Yeah, he's punching
for his
hard
age. Like, the impact is crazy. The
impact is dumb.
He's hitting the plastic shit wild hard. It's like, bow! That shit going crazy.
I'm like, hold on. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure Jake's seen that. Like, nah, we got to figure this shit out. Like, we got to get some stipulations. Like, you know what I mean?
So, you think Mike is going to really fight or is he going to take the dive for Jake? I feel like niggas are taking the dive.
I hope it's like a disqualification, B.
They feel like they might go like a weird disqualification,
yeah, like
draw, no real yeah, no outcome.
Real, yeah.
Yeah.
I want him to tag Jake shit a couple of times, but.
He will. He going to boop him. He going to hit him a couple of times
hit
real hard. Like,
real, bow, bow. Stop playing, stupid.
Stop playing, dumbass.
Like, this is real shit. Don't fucking play with me.
What's up with like all the fight events turning into like being like full-blown mega conventions now? Like it's like full-blown conservative right-wing conventions, like the Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson fight is going to be a right wing convention.
I mean, Trump going to be there. Trump fuck with all of them niggas. He fuck with UFC. He fuck with the fight and shit. Like he tapped in.
The Sugar Shane fight over the weekend. He was in there. He was in there heavy.
Who, Trump?
Yeah.
Oh word.
Sean O'Malley fight. He was in there. That shit turned straight MAGA. Joe Burrow was in the building. Joe Cool. You know they got tight.
Cool.
You know the people was upset. Joe Cool was in the building like, what?
With Trump? Oh, they was hating?
But he ain't like flick up with Trump. He was just in the building. Like, he like UFC, what you want?
Man, you can't even be in the same building.
If you a lit white man, you got to be at the UFC fight.
You got to. And I might take a flip with Trump. Take it how you want. Fuck. What are you going to do?
Is Trump the most finger on the pulse of the culture?
Yeah, 100%. He's at Sneaker Con. Like, what are we talking about? He went sneakers. He's at Sneaker Con. Like, he's most lit, bro. Yeah. He's got his ears to the concrete. You know what I mean?
He know cool white culture more than any other like presidential nigga out here. That's for sure.
He might be closer to the concrete than Obama was.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm ready to go there.
For Obama sure. Had to purposely untie himself in the concrete though. Or he's going to be like, oh, he's too much of a nigga. We can't do it.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I just feel like Trump got his finger on the post.
Obama made rap and basketball cool.
Ah, that's a lot, man.
Facts. Mainstream. He put a basketball court in the White House, bro.
Yeah, you're right. I'll give you that. I mean, but Trump went sneakers, man. Like, that's big. But
Trump got sneakers.
Like niggas love shoes. Niggas like sneakers, bro. Niggas can say what they want. Niggas like
secure
sneakers,
the black vote with sneakers is crazy.
It's crazy, but it's true. There's a small demographic of niggas that's gonna vote for Trump because he dropped shoes.
Yeah.
Promise you. Like,
yeah.
Some niggas are that fickle. So
yeah,
it is what it is.
If you really don't give a fuck, a fire shoe would definitely change everything up.
Yeah,
for you.
Like why he went shoe.
My son got a shoe.
Like, what are we talking about?
My kind of guy.
Let's do a quick segue. Let's talk about it.
What happened?
Akira Toriyama died, creator of Dragon Ball Z.
Think you fucked his name up.
How I say it? Did I?
Is it Akita or Akira?
Let's make sure.
Let's get his name right.
Let's get his name right.
He's dead.
Jesus. Well, I know it's Akira, but I'm going to make sure I got the pronunciation. I'm going to just say Akira Toriyama.
Fuck it.
We got a little breaking news, so we'll get in the sports section. But Akira Toriyama, creator of Dragon Ball Z, died. Big part of a nigga childhood. Let's start there. You know what I mean? I'm not, like, I don't fuck what nobody say. I was a Dragon Ball Z nigga. I was rushing to get home. I wanted to see how long they was going to drag out. You know what I mean? A fight, it might take about 3 weeks, but it was lit. My favorite Dragon Ball Z moment. I got, like, three. I got two. Three. The first one... is when.
Let's pick one, B. You don't want 3 moments, B.
Damn, why? Well, I'm
said
going
favorite
two.
Moment, and you go 3 moments. I'm going
two.
Bro.
Two that stand out. Damn. This is my two. Listen, my first one, Gohan, Cell Saga, Father Son Kamehameha, lit, packed them up, walked them down with one arm, stopped playing with
them. I couldn't
them.
Believe they beat Cell.
What? I didn't think they was going to ever beat Cell.
Them.
Cell was terrorizing them niggas. What? Them niggas, they had no answers for Cell. And then when my man Goku went Super Saiyan 3 against Majin Buu, I'm like, oh, he different. Nigga, hair was all long and shit. I'm like, he on timing right now. Those is my top two. But yeah. That Gohan and Goku father-son joint was serious. You know what I mean? Because like you said, Cell was terrorizing them niggas. They didn't have answers for Cell at all.
Yeah, facts.
He was like, you know what I mean? I was like, I don't know if they're going to be able to beat that nigga. You know what I mean? And they got it done. Shout out to Gohan.
Facts.
What about you? Where you staying at? What Dragon Ball Z mean to you?
When Goku beat Frieza and blew up Planet Namek and all that.
Okay, okay.
The first time before he came back with Robot and all that.
With the android, yeah.
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 That shit was fire.
That was lit. Honestly, I'm about to go back and watch like some of the old Free, because I started watching Dragon Ball Z like Frieza and then like from then on, but like because it was so long ago, a lot of shit is just like vague to me. I really want to go back and watch the old episodes.
Yeah, I didn't really fuck with all the newer shit, like Super and all that.
Yeah,
when niggas was
going
blue hair and all that.
I didn't get
into
all of that.
I ain't really get jiggy with all of that. Niggas was getting, it was just getting ridiculous.
After, like, the Boo saga, like, I was like, all right. You know what I mean? Like, a little bit of Dragon Ball GT, you know what I mean, here and there.
Yeah, it was getting shaky.
But it was just a lot going on. But, like, the main from Frieza to Boo, yeah, locked me in.
Them niggas used to take 8 months to fight one nigga.
One nigga, big, what? Nigga might take 2 episodes just to go Super Saiyan. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Nigga be powering up the whole episode.
And then once they finally defeated whoever, it might have took a month before they found another nigga to fight.
Find another nigga. It just be mad random corn, like day-to-day shit. Like, niggas buying, getting sensu beans and shit. Like, training. Like, yo, like, where's the next nigga at,
B? Yo, bro.
Oh, my God.
That show was hilarious, B.
That little break after they beat a nigga until they found the new villain was crazy. You
my
be
son
like,
Goku would die and take 8 months to come back, figure out how to get back to the Earth realm.
Nah, that's a fact.
He was just training in the spirit realm, fighting niggas, and just take mad long to get back, not really knowing what's happening. That shit was crazy, bro.
Nah,
that was a
funny
show. Niggas just dragging it online, though. Can we stand up?
What?
Like, I get it, homie pass and all that. Shout out to him. RIPs and all that. But niggas just dragging it now, B.
I mean, you know that the anime niggas is like a real, real, like,
the internet is ODing, bro. I think niggas doing it for clout, bro.
Some niggas really take that anime shit serious. And Dragon Ball, for niggas like us, we fuck with Dragon Ball Z. We like, you know, regular niggas. But it's some niggas that's like really anime Dragon Ball Z'd out.
Niggas is posers, bro. We was actual growing kids when this shit came out. Like, we was like that age. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you fucking 23 now acting like you fucked up over Dragon Ball Z, you're full of shit.
You dragging it?
You're a poser.
Okay. I mean, so I'm just saying to them, for the niggas that's like our age, they might have really touched their spirit.
I give you a tweet. I give you an Instagram post or whatever. But some niggas just dragging it.
Some
bro.
Niggas is going overboard.
You engagement farming? Like, do you care that much, bro?
Who's your favorite character? Mine was Vegeta. I'm just going to say that.
Lovable loser?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Because he was always, because you knew he was always going to go give us all. And he didn't give a fuck who it was. And he wasn't scared of niggas.
See, Goku was fire to me because he was always raping niggas, but I didn't like his disposition early on. Like, all that goofy, friendly shit was corny.
Yeah, he was too goofy and corny
but,
for
like,
me.
But, like, later on, when he got on he got a little more grimier later on in the show. Like, he just started to get on some real, like, I murk shit. That's when I was fucking with him.
Okay.
Then, like, what's the name? Like, when Kid Trunks, when they was kids?
Yeah.
I fuck with Kid Trunks.
Like
Kid Trunks is hilarious.
You ain't like Teenage Trunks?
Huh?
You ain't like Teenage Trunks when he was running around with the sword?
Nah, that's fire too. But I'm saying Trunks in general, but like Kid Trunks when he was fucking around with Kid Gohan and they was, not Kid Gohan, Goku's like his littlest son.
Yeah, Goten.
Yeah. That's when they was getting busy.
They
when
was
they would go, when they used to do the dance and turn to
Gotenks.
Turns
to Gotenks.
And they get super crazy.
Yeah.
Them two little niggas get busy. I ain't gonna front.
Nah, they got busy. Shout out to Gotenks when they did their fusion dance. That was fire.
You know what I mean? And shout out, not even shout out, but for shame on, I'll never forgive Chi-Chi for making Gohan stop being a fighter and going to college.
Yeah, and then like, he got mad soft.
He got mad like, soft oh and corny God, after he came after
Gohan
he beat Cell.
So corny after Cell, B. I thought he was going to be one of them ones.
And I'll never like, forgive Chi-Chi for that shit.
Yeah, they definitely made him extra corny and soft. That shit blew my mind. I'm like, he got wild potential to be elite, and they just did this corny shit.
Take that in. You know what I mean? No, fellas, don't let your wife soften your son up.
At all.
I mean, you want to get into the drip? Come back second half on them?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get into the drip. So if you don't know, every week, you know what I'm saying? Well, every episode, we got what we call the World Flea Report, the Drip Report. I know last couple of times I might have highlighted some Adidas. I want to stick there. I want to shout out to the James Hardens, B. You know what I mean? Like, I know niggas don't want to hear it, but like, Adidas basketball is doing a 1-2 step right now, B. Like, the James Hardens is fire. They comfortable. They don't look like nothing else. You can say Yeezy. You know what I'm saying? Left his drawings over there. I don't care. They fire to me. They got minimal Adidas, like, symbols on them. So, is this really about the shoe? And they comfortable. You know what I mean? You can walk around them. You can play ball in them. So, we still on Adidas basketball. Shout out to Adidas basketball. Y'all doing y'all fucking thing. The AE1s was fire. I highlighted those before. I'm shouting out the Hardens this time, and that's what's up. Even the Dame Lillard joints is decent, you know what I mean? So whatever they doing over there, they doing the right thing. So shout out to Adidas basketball. They got some good feet pieces. I got to say that. I must say.
Fuck all of them niggas, kicks. The Kyrie's is harder than all of them shits.
Yo, shout to the Kyrie's, the and the joints.
The Kyrie's is harder than all of them
Yo,
shits.
Yo, the Kyrie shits is hard. I'm glad you brought those up. The Kyrie's is hard, too. Are we seeing like a small resurgence
in basketball
like,
sneakers? Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes, we are. Quiet as kept.
Because the Kyrie's is fire as shit. Yes, I ain't gonna lie. They definitely are. I like the colors.
I'm starting
like
to see different colorways. I'm jacking them. I might get
you
a pair. Yes.
See, I seen the orange and the gray. That's the only ones I ain't really
seen.
See.
A couple colors. I sent through the purple pinkish joints already.
I'm gonna look into those.
He got some black shits.
I think I seen the black shits.
Kyrie got some shits.
Kyrie shits is sturdy. I'm gonna stand up.
I support Walt Kyrie. I'm here for it. I might get a pair.
Shout out to Walt Kyrie, man. Yeah, me, Chief Healer. Face ass.
Yo, we coming back second half. You already know Saquon to Philly. I don't know what they're doing.
Kirk to Atlanta. Russ resigned.
NFL free agency day.
Yeah, it's free agency day. We're going to get into all of that shit. You already know we be right back.
Holla.
Yo.
We back. We're kicking off the second half like we do every second half with Elite Scumbaggery. This week's, first, Elite Scumbaggery is when, you know what I mean, somebody does some scumbag shit, they pull it all off in elite fashion, so we gotta shout them out. This week's Elite Scumbag, it's a little change of pace. This week's Elite Scumbag is your man Drake. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving Drake Elite Scumbag this week. He ain't do nothing business-wise or nothing, but he's back up to his horny antics. You know what I'm saying? He's running around with Lotto's little sister. You know what I'm saying? He's on his horny antics with the young drink. He's out of pocket. He's overly wilding. And like at this point, it's like, yo, why is he on a mission to clap every joint first? You know what I'm saying?
Can you blame him?
I guess, B, if that's what you're into, like. But yeah, least scumbag of the week. It's some scumbag shit. He's pulling off in elite fashion, B. I gotta shout him out. You know what I mean? She's fire. Like, don't get it fucked up. She's a very pretty fire. Young joint. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Drake is on Demon Time. He's on a mission to clap everything first.
So it seems.
Elite scumbag of the week, man. Moving on.
We gotta get into some sports shit. A lot of niggas is wilding, man. Did you see the women's college basketball shorties fighting? They had a little brawl. LSU versus USC.
It was a little dust up. I wouldn't call it a full blown brawl, but the one joint's brother came over the scorer's table.
Yeah, looking for smoke.
What was he thinking? Who was he gonna fight? A bunch of bitches.
I guess he felt like the shorty who pushed his sister was so big that he could intervene because she was about 6'8". And you seen what Kim Mulkey said? Like, I wish she would have pushed Angel Reese instead of Florje, you know what I mean? Which was kind of shocking. Like, I thought she was going to go, like, the classy route. She was like, nah, why you ain't push our big player? You know what I mean?
I mean, we know why she pushed her, because she was the one that initiated the contact to begin with, and the beef was with her. Like, come on now. We're not going to say why she pushed her.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I know what you're saying, but I'm just reporting what Kim Mulkey was saying.
Fight night shit.
Yeah.
honestly, that was deplorable statement from the coach at LSU.
That was crazy.
We don't condone, like, if a black coach would have said that, dude, had a head on a stick.
They'd have had a head on a stick.
If Dawn Staley would have took that approach to the situation, it would have been all vitriol for her all throughout the airwaves and all that.
What?
Kim Mulkey get to say that shit and just get looked at as a white bitch with some spunk.
With some spunk.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, look at her. She's tough.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I call for Kim Mulkey's job. Fuck out of here.
Oh, already? Damn. Yeah. Fresh off
you're not
shit.
Winning anyway.
I mean, Dawn Staley, last year.
Dawn Staley's styling on you back-to-back undefeated.
Back-to-back undefeated.
With a whole new start lineup. Better coach than you.
Yeah, and then y'all picked up the other white girl that was supposed to be nice on LSU. So it's like, what are y'all doing over there?
What are y'all really doing over there?
Yeah, the brother was wilding because it's like, all right, bro, I get it. You know what I mean? But we're not in the streets. We're not at the playground. Like,
he
was
did
enough
too much.
Security.
And he,
doing
and
too much.
And now he has to go back to court. Now he has to go to court.
Now he has to go to court.
Then he has
like
to pay
me.
For an attorney.
Not like me. You got to go to attorney now.
It says dumb shit. It says he lunged over the scorer's table and
stepped
put his hands
over somebody.
So his hand stepped on a bitch and put his hands on another bitch by accident. So it's over.
Slow down.
That's an assault, champ.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it is. So you gotta relax. I mean, I get it. It's your sister. You want to be there for her. You want to make sure she Gucci. But like, you gotta relax, bro. Like, you have to. You have to know to relax. So, you know what I mean, you gotta exercise some type of discernment.
It's women's bad. It's chicks, bro. It's some chicks on the court. What was you gonna do? Because they told you was gonna square up with them and beat on them. What was you doing? What was you thinking?
Bro was wildin' or nah?
For sure.
He was definitely wildin'. Sure, a lot of football free agency going on.
Yeah, football is the first day of free agency. The niggas are signing up.
Let's start with your team. Y'all pulled up on Saquon. How do you feel?
Horrible decision.
Oh, you don't like it?
Horrible decision. I wouldn't spend top dollar on a used up nigga. You feel me? Like, okay. It's like, I don't know. I mean, he's fire. It's like,
yeah, like
I mean,
like,
I
shit on him.
But
like,
we going are we gonna pay new car prices for a Rari with 80,000 miles on it?
I mean, when you put it like that, I get what you're saying. But again, I don't think that it was a bad pickup. You know what I mean?
But what they paid for him was ridiculous.
What they give him? Something crazy?
Some all time shit. You know what I'm saying? Like big bag. Like, you
big
know what I'm saying?
Him. Like, I'm never mad at a nigga.
I think he's
one
of the top paid or top three paid running backs in the league right now off that deal.
I'm not mad at niggas getting their bag. Man, get your bag, Saquon.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, whatever.
The Giants should have paid him.
Also, nigga shit, get your bag, whatever. But I'm talking about as far as the team that I like, what I want them to do with the limited budget that they have to spend, that was a terrible decision.
My team got rid of Tony Pollard, and I'm happy about that. He's not a first down back. You know what I mean? He's like the second or third string back. They sent him to the Titans. You know what I mean? So, good riddance. You know what I mean? Thank you for your services, but it didn't work out. Like, everybody's not built to be a every down back. Like, some niggas is built to be third down backs, and that's what you are. Like, we tried to put you on the run first. You know what I mean? We're going to start the drive with you, but it didn't work out. So, sayonara.
Who do y'all have over there? Y'all offense started to look ridiculous. It's just you. It's back and it's just Dak and CeeDee.
Derrick Henry. Like, we're going to figure it out. It's still early. Your cousin Josh Jacobs went to the Packers. I liked him on the Raiders. You know what I mean? Even though the Packers already got a couple niggas over there. So I like that move for them, though, still.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. If it's me, I'm not going up there to Green Bay, blood. Like, what?
You not with nothing?
Yo, my nigga, it's -5 degrees. You going to get out there, first hit, -5 degrees, you going to fumble. You going to be tight. Yeah. Josh Jacobs ain't never played in no cold weather, nothing.
True.
Like, indeed. What, fam? You not think, bro, you went to Alabama. You went to Oakland, to Vegas. You never played in no cold weather before, bro. You just going to pull up to Green Bay like it's sweet?
Yeah, I'm not trying to play nowhere near in the NFC.
You not built like that, boy. The first time it's -4 and they hit you and you fumble the shit and then they call you soft, then what?
Yeah, I feel you. Listen, I mean, I'm just advocating for niggas getting paid. You know what I mean? Well, now, whether or not he's going to succeed in said climate, that
remains to be
seen.
Yeah, we talking about niggas getting succeeding or not, B. Yeah, these niggas got paid. They free agents. It is what it is, B.
But, you don't like that for him.
I agree.
How you feel about Russell signing to the Steelers, with Russell Wilson to the Steelers? Where you stand with that? It's an upgrade. Anything's an upgrade from Kenny Pickett. Let's start there.
It's definitely an upgrade at the quarterback position for the Steelers. I mean, I see where Russ is going, the sanctity of Mike Tomlin, the protective arms and blanket of Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
He's gonna have your back.
Yeah, he
in
is.
Public. You
he's
know
not
what I'm saying?
Violate you he's like not how gonna violate Sean him. Payton did him.
Yeah, exactly. And at the end of the day, he's gonna give you the black man power, black hug for guard him from the, you know what I mean? He's gonna do the big bear, take the arrows in the back from the media. You know what I mean?
Sierra going from Denver to Pittsburgh is like, wow, nasty.
She's pissed off. She's pissed off. She can't get a break.
Yo, Seattle.
At least it was illegal weed
Denver
in Denver.
Until fucking Pittsburgh, and I've been in Pittsburgh, and that's like really dry. Especially if you're a celebrity. Like, it was dry for me as a regular nigga. I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here, B. Yeah. Like, this shit is a dub.
Yeah.
So I thought Pittsburgh niggas, but like, nah, I'm not, I could never live there.
At least it's legal weed in Denver, B. At Pittsburgh least. Is like, what?
But yeah, Pittsburgh is nasty, B. And then at least, like you said, with Denver, like, you kind of close to L.A. It's not that far, but, like, Pittsburgh is just, like...
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. If I'm her, like, yo, you going to have to leave me and the kids where we at, bruh. You going to go, you have to go do that on your own. Like, just take the flight back.
Or pack, send them niggas to New York. That ain't too far a flight from me.
Because what?
Because, yeah, Pittsburgh is nasty work.
That's crazy.
Kirk pulled up over here to Atlanta. How you feel about that?
The Falcons don't care.
They don't care. They got like a bunch of money, too, off the Achilles. Four
Falcons don't care at all. Like, they just on some good old boy shit. We just need a white man at the helm, no matter
what.
It's
Matt Ryan 2.0.
You stole that for me, but whatever.
Did I? All right, well, so well. This happens.
Like, at the end of the day, it's like Kirk guarantees you're never going to miss the playoffs, and you're never going to win a championship.
Never going to win a chip.
It's the same shit. He's pushing 40.
Off an Achilles.
Off a torn Achilles. And you give him damn near $200 million. Yeah, like 100 of that guaranteed. Crazy.
Kirk has gotten some of the best contracts for just being a like a little slightly above average quarterback. Like, he cashes out.
Look,
what?
This is what I tell niggas all the time, B. It's one thing about the NFL. If you're a decent white player, you'll never have to argue about your money.
Ever.
They pay that shit immediately. You don't never have to
and
hold
don't be
out.
Like a white player that's like a family man and like just like real like good old boy. Yeah. Oh my God, they are gonna set you out for sure.
You see, Max Crosby got a super bag. He didn't have to hold out. He didn't have to discuss nothing with niggas. Mm-mm. Chris Jones finally just got paid.
He's like he ain't contributed.
He had to
checks.
Dominate the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like come on, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm
like,
happy he got paid though. Shout to him.
But like. You see it time and time again. Any above average white man gets the bag. No discussion. No holdout. No attacks on his character. No maybes. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Mm-hmm.
Bag.
Yeah. Nah, I agree. Every time. They always get set out.
It's why like... was there no question? He's off a fresh ACL tear. There was more talk about Lamar Jackson's possible durability.
Yes.
There was when Lamar Jackson was in the air, yo, I don't know if he can hold up. Is he durable? Niggas fresh, healthy.
This nigga's
Kirk Cousins fresh off ripping his shit apart.
Ripping his shit apart, bro. Like, what are we talking about? But it is what it is. It's just go back to the old saying. You know, when you're black, you got to work two times as hard. You know what I mean?
I'm just trying to bring light to the fact that the racism shit is still here.
Oh, yeah. It ain't go nowhere. It's definitely still here.
The double standard is wow crazy.
Your cousin Baker re-signed for 100 with Tampa Bay.
Shout out to Baker.
Him and Mike is going to be there.
He had a great season last year for him.
He did. Got to the Yoffs. I mean, I'm not mad at Baker. I'm not mad at Baker at all. You know what I'm saying? Won the division, got to the Yoffs. Yeah, I mean, that's a good redemption story. Niggas thought it was over for Baker, especially after Panthers. That debacle in Carolina was nasty.
Yeah.
He said, you know what? I'm going to bet on myself.
Yeah.
And he did right. it. And he got paid. He got right.
At the end of the day, if I'm the buck, I don't want to give Baker 100, but where do I go?
I was just about to say that. It's like, yeah, I don't really want to get bigger a dollar, but it's like, where else are we going to go? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how their draft positioning or what assets they have to move up, but it's like, fuck it, B.
They had a position, though. Give him some bread and find a draft a nigga in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. That's all they could do.
Patriots said we're all set on the Mac Jones experience. Send that nigga to Jacksonville. We've seen enough.
Oh, wow. So what does that mean for Trevor Lawrence?
I don't know.
They're trying to give him some heat. It's like, he needs some competition.
You know, it's funny because they put up the numbers and, like, last year Trevor was ass. So it was, like, kind
of
like,
yeah,
yo,
he fell
like,
off so hard. Like so somewhere, hard. Like, the eighth or ninth game, somewhere in the middle of the season, he fell off crazy.
It was just nasty. I was like, what's this nigga doing? So, yeah, like bad. You said, like, I don't know if that was a little fire under his ass paws or what. But, yeah, they sent him to Jacksonville. Justin Fields still looking for a trade. The Bears looking for a trade target. Are they going to trade him or are they going to build around him? What do you think the Bears should do, honestly?
I think they should trade the pick.
Trade the pick and just build around the nigga?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would do. That's what I would do.
Caleb Williams isn't that good.
He isn't, bro. Like,
he's nice, but he's not that nice.
But he's not. Niggas was acting like he's Mahomes.
If he was that great, he'd be winning these games in college. It's, these niggas, like, what were they, like, damn near 500 football
team?
Yeah,
like,
bro, it's college. It's college, bro. If you can't will your team to victory in college, why am I talking to you?
Yeah, it's quiet, bro.
What? I'm going to give my number one pick to a nigga that could have willed his team to victory in college.
Like, you ain't even make it to the college football playoff.
Like what are we talking about?
Like, you ain't even win your fucking
the nigga Pettix went damn near undefeated.
Exactly.
He ain't lose to the last game, championship. And they talking, and he not, they don't even got him in the top 10.
Exactly.
I don't, like, would it make it make sense? That shit don't make no sense to me.
We need the Derrick Henry still a free agent. Where you think he's going to end up?
That's a good question. Who needs a running back the most?
Me, the Cowboys, and the Ravens.
Oh, yeah. The Ravens would be fun. Just to put up with L. Jack. This is to, just to terrorize niggas.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be hilarious.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
That would be a good one.
But, I mean, what does it matter? Why would the Ravens even get running backs if you're just going to get to the playoffs and stop running the ball?
Don't. Please don't remind me.
Like, what's the point of getting a running back? Fuck it. Please don't even have one on the team then. If that's what we're going to do, get to the playoffs and just stop using them niggas.
Yeah, that was like, I don't understand the game plan. I don't know what John Harbaugh was doing. Like, I don't understand why they did that against the Chiefs. Like, why would we stop running the ball? We've been successful all year. Like, the fuck? I'm going to get mad all over again.
Make it make sense, man.
I don't even want to talk about it.
I just want it to make some sense, B. That shit still stings me, B.
It stings me, too. The streets needed that.
Yeah, we did.
It is what it is.
What
you want to get into next?
We won't go with it.
Is there any more sports? Anything else we need to cover? Did we miss somebody?
Miss who?
I feel like we covered all the big name free agents for the most part. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anything in basketball going on? You want to make any early playoff predictions since we're in March?
I know Minnesota's not going anywhere.
You don't believe them? Do you believe OKC?
No.
So first round access for both of them.
Yeah.
Do you believe Milwaukee? Are they going to come along or?
No.
So second round exit?
Milwaukee, who's Milwaukee playing in the first round?
They would play the Knicks right now.
Oh, no, they're not beating the Knicks.
Oh, you don't believe them against the Knicks?
Not beating the Knicks.
Healthy Knicks. They got a lot of niggas hurt.
I mean, they got time to come back.
True. Yeah, hold on. Milwaukee would have to see Indiana. They'll pack them.
They'll pack Indiana.
They'll pack Indiana in the first round. In the second round, they had to see the Knicks or Orlando. And I think the Knicks are going to win.
Orlando, of course, isn't going to go anywhere in the playoffs. It takes time to go anywhere in the playoffs. That's why I automatically discredit a young team in the playoffs. I automatically dub it.
Yeah. I'm with you. Think the Lakers going to make a deep run again this year?
Nah, man.
Quiet time.
It's over, man. I don't believe in D'Lo.
Oh, shit. You seen this movie before?
D'Lo, my starting point guard, deep playoff run? Nah, I'm cool. That doesn't sound like a winning combination.
Nah, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't. I wouldn't have made that move. I mean, I would have made the move to make sure I got rid of him. Like, he's good, but he's not deep playoff.
Yeah, he's not deep playoff good.
He's gonna start nutting up in a crunch on type of shit, but he's not.
Nah, I feel you.
I ain't doing that.
It's still early though. Maybe he might be a new D-Lo. He said he said all the public humiliation, he's turned into a monster.
Oh, okay.
Oh shit.
That's what's up.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
That's what's up, boy.
Should we get into our favorite segment?
We could do it. We could do the damn thing.
So listen up, people. Every episode we got, our namesake is World Set. And here at World Set, every episode we close the episode basically explaining what we're all set on, what we're not feeling no more, and what we're good on. You know what I mean? You want to start it off? What you all set on, Rich?
I'm all set on two things.
Talk to me.
We already spoke about one. I'm all set on Dredd. She's an evil Trish. Mm-hmm. And I'm all set on the U.S. Congress. There needs to be an age limit on public servitude. Y'all niggas is too old, bro. Fact. Watch Joe Biden's State of the Union. I didn't watch it. I saw clips. Saw clips of Joe Biden's State of the Union. He's too fucking old. Everybody in that room is too fucking old. Yeah. It's like being at a senior citizens convention, bro. I'm looking around. They panning around the room. All these old white people, old black people, they're not even your mother's age. They're your grandmother's age, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me?
Niggas is mad old.
They're mad old. Extremely old. Like, they look like they need... What's that shit, medic, with the medic bracelet shit they be having? If you fall.
I had that shit when I was in the hospital, man. I know exactly what you talking
like, yo,
about.
If you might fall, they caught. They know they got all your vitals right there. Like, if you slip and fall, they got you type shit. Like, everybody in the room need one of them joints, B.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, we have to put an age limit.
We have to.
There has to be a law. Just like you have to be a certain age to become these people, you have to have a certain age where you have to bow out, B.
Nah, I feel you.
The cognition of your brain doesn't click the same after a certain age. It's scientific, B. I don't care how good you think you still could keep your shit up, B. Your brain don't start clicking the same after a certain age, B.
I feel you, bro.
I can't have niggas that's gonna die in 5 years determining the next 40.
Yeah, it's egregious. Like, them niggas, like, Biden, like, you're not physically fit, sorry.
It don't make sense, B. What you all set on, bro?
I'm all set on Rice Street. I just felt like for them niggas, for all the money Atlanta got, like, they gotta do something, B. Like, I thought that after one of the inmates, so it was an inmate that died in Rice Street from bed bug infestation, and he basically got ate alive. And I thought that would be a wake up call, but clearly it's not. It's still disgusting. They're giving niggas food that's worse than slave food that you wouldn't give to your dog. It's filthy as fuck. It's cockroaches around the cells. And the shit is just foul and nasty. And now, I'm not advocating for these niggas to have first class suites for criminals, but like, just basic, decent conditions, be like, that shit that there, it takes too long to intake, to process people, to process you in, to process you out. The whole Rice Street needs the whole revamping. So I'm all set on them niggas. And that's where I'm at. I'm
going to throw a party the day they knock that shit down.
Yeah, there we go. Even better. Knock that shit the fuck down. But listen, man, we appreciate y'all tapping in. We're going to double back. Ace, I know we missed a couple weeks and all that. We got another episode coming up real soon, a few days. Look for it. You already know. Rich here, free here. Holla at us, man.